I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As the world watches as Isaac beats on the southern coast of the United States, Haiti and the Dominican Republic were already hit. Food for the Hungry's Chris Garrido says at least 150 FH families have been affected. FH works through the local churches in the region, which Garrido says is key to their work. He says by doing so, they bring glory to God and make Him known to others. There's a link to FH at missionnetworknews.org. And Wycliffe Bible Translators says a homegrown translation group on the Solomon Islands is thriving. 12 years ago, ethnic conflict forced Wycliffe's translators to leave. In order to continue translating the gospel into their native tongues, islanders had to form their own group. Well, now they work with Wycliffe to develop 2-week training programs for their people. These programs teach Solomon Islanders how to translate scripture. Ask God to keep sustaining this ministry. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Follow MNN on Twitter or Facebook. Get the links at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.